It's nice stuff, Zane, and we've got a little bit left over from the previous sugya that's a sort of brought our gov, really. So that's why I could have stopped where we did. So Chanani bar Sharmi, Amar b'shem Rav, Ata uvde k'mei Rebbe, u'bayla mevad k'rabanan. An incident came before so Rebbe, and he wanted to do like the Rabbanan. Now, what does it mean? What are we even talking about? What's the context? So I'll show you Korbanetis. Agav shitva maitila, sort of was brought in by the by. The kai ahadat nan, it says in Masechet Kedubah, which is shum daim shpichtu shtud or tiru shtud. If an estimation, because we've been discussing estimations towards the end of the year, and they erred by a shtud of six, which is normally considered honor, and then the whole thing would fall apart, if you remember. So the question is, what if the estimation of Beitin was off by a shtud? Kohen chachamim the mekach was batel. However, Shimon Gamliel says michran kayam, because in ken makoch beitin yafeh, because then what advantage is there that there was an assessment by Beitin? That is the machloket there. Aval, if they did igeret bikoret, which is what we've been discussing, then everyone really agrees that afilu michros shaveh maneh b'matayim, what they sold was grossly incorrect, over undervalued, then we said michra kayam. Okay, so that's how we understand how it was brought in this, because we've been talking about a bikoret, igeret bikoret just beforehand. However, nonetheless, he thought to paskin like Rabbanan regarding shtutz. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, then Benosh Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. Rebbe, lo ken lebatatan, didn't you teach us mishum zkenecha that what im ken ma koach beidin yafet? I just changed the words. Ela im asul v'iriyat bikoret, which is effectively we're saying the same thing by the sugya which is you should be like Rabban Gamliel that even if they will go off by a shtut im ken ma koach beidin yafet. So Amalei. In, you're right, the Chazar, the Abed Kerab Shimon ben Gamliel, he was Chozer, and he went like Shimon ben Gamliel, and they kept it. In other words, this logic of Makach Beit Din Yafeh, even if the estimation by Beitin was off by more than a shtut, it stays. Okay, again, that's brought by the by. Let's continue. Din nefashot b'srim v'shalosh. When you get to a capital case, you have to have 23 judges. So it's not just judging people, as we've discussed previously, also a Shor HaNiskal. So we asked the same question we asked really recently, and that Rabbi Yaval says, Sha'al, Shor HaNiskal k'Rebbe Meir, ma'u liten hakesef b'shloshav yiskol b'esrim b'shalosh. If you remember, we saw by the case of Motzi Shemra that he could deal with the ketubah component in a Beit Din of three, which is mandatory, even though it might have a capital component, and then you'll need a Beit Din of 23. Okay? So the question was, do we say the same thing here? Because it's a mandatory compensation, the kofer, if you like, of the baalim of the shor, they have to pay, and also the capital, if you like, component of the shor aniskal. So the question was, does he say that that can also be done with treated separately? Three for the money, you need a 23 for the shor, or does it all go together? So this is, we've discussed this already recently, and the Gemara answers, Amrali Rav Yossi Barbun, shor aniskal kulu mamon v'gzerat ha-katuf shisakel. Which we said at the time, there were two ways to understand it. Either that really the shor itself shouldn't be killed at all, but as gzeirat kasher should, so therefore it's considered like two dinim. Well, the other understanding, if you recall, was that really it's actually considered mammon. That was the second understanding. Even the killing of the shor is a mammon because the owner of the shor is going to be losing out monetarily. Nonetheless, the Torah was just machmir, if you like, gzeirat kasher that needed 23. But that's only for the shor, so clearly we're not going to have to be machmir as well for the kofer, the money, other compensation part that the actual owner has to play, that can stay with three, so clearly that can still be split. Okay, we've discussed this. Let's continue. Antigonus Hagmon said, Sha'al Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we have these stories where non-Jews end up asking Jewish questions about Torah. All right, this is one of those cases. Hashor Yisakel Begam Yumar. If the shor killed, why should the owner die? That's literally what the Torah says, but it's not really dies. You know, it's a monetary compensation. So Amalei Shuta V'Listin K'Listin. This is like a mashal that if you are accessory to a theft, you're also caught amongst the thieves and you're also judged for it. Okay? And so that was the answer. For Kishiyatza, when Antigonus, so Ag, Ag, not Antigonus, Agantos, I think it's probably his Hegmon, when he left, he says, Talmidav, there you were able to fob him off with a simple question. Avalanu, what's going on? Mala mata mashiv. So Amar Alehendo, Ktiv Shor Yisakel v'gam Yumat. Meaning, that's where, if we've also discussed this before, that's where Kemitat HaBaalim ken Mitat HaShor. Gam Baalav Yumat is to teach that in the same way we need a Beit Din 23 to kill an individual, so too we need a Beit Din 23 to address or treat this Shor HaNiskal. Again, mitavanim, mitashom, sorry, not only 23, also in drisha b'chakira. That's the levels of interrogation that they would do for witnesses of murder, in terms of the drisha and the chakira. If you remember the two different characters, we'll discuss this. We'll get to it anyway if we haven't. No, it's a thing in the interceptor. This is where the basic parts of the case of drisha is like, I think the basic parts of the case in terms of time, location, things like that. And the chakira, all the other questions around it, we sort of interrogate them thoroughly. So too, you would also do the shor nisgal as well as rokayim beit din v'srim v'shalosh. And av mitat shor, b'shor b'chakira, and also b'srim v'shalosh. Shlosha, sorry. This is now halacha gimel, next Mishnah. Ein danim lo ta shevet lo ta navi sheker lo ta kohen gadol ela be beit din shel 71. So here we're discussing what cases, even a beit din of 23 is sufficient that we need a full Sanhedrin for that. So the first is when you're judging a shevet, we have to understand what that means. Et ha navi sheker, a false prophet, el the kohen gadol. That's the way you learn to kohen gadol, by the way, is the it says the Amar Kra, the Korban Eder, he says, is et ha davar gon yavi alecha. This is a couple of parashiyot ago, that all the great matters should come to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Sanhedrin in the times of the Midbar. And dvarav shel gadol, meaning a matter that relates to a kohen gadol, when you're judging him, that would require the Sanhedrin to deal with it. That's the drash. Fine. Then it says, "V'ein motzim le milchemet reshut," going out to a milchemet reshut, no mitzvah. This is where they work for expansion of borders and things like that. Ella al pi beitin, that would also require the approval, amongst other things. You'll see of the actually not that case, but that's something it brings something else of the beit of you need a Sanhedrin of 71. V'ein motzim il al ha'ir v'alazarot. If we're talking about expanding the size of Yerushalayim, all the azarot of the Beis HaMikdash. So these have greater Kedusha. So Kedushalayim is a greater Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Israel. And the Azarot is greater Kedusha than Yerushalayim, the Harabayit and the like. It says that also has to be done through Beit Din Shel 71. And that is what the Gemara is going to be discussing. Einosim Sanhedriot, the Shvatim, when they would appoint and put together Sanhedriot, this is a really Beit Din of 23, for the Shvatim, that will be also be done by way of the involvement of the Beit Din Shel 71. Finally, ve'ein osim, yes, ir ha'nidachat. Now, ir ha'nidachat is a city of purely, completely of idol worship. Those cities, as we know, would have to be destroyed, and that would only be able to be judged and adjudicated upon by way of the Beitim Shel 71. Okay, and finally, ein osim, and it says, ein osim ha'nidachat, besfar, we don't make an ir ha'nidachat. Even if the city is corrupt and everything, you cannot do that on a border, v'lo shlosha, ir ha'nidachat, you can do a cluster within Eretz Israel. These are threats to our security when you do these type of things. And aval osim, you could do one or two. That's the Mishnah. Let's learn the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ein danin lo ta shevet." The Gemara says, "What do you mean judge a shevet? Will you judge every single person a shevet? Ati chami, you can't shnayim ein danim lo kol shegen kevet. You can't try two capital cases of individuals at the same time. They have to be addressed separately. So what does it even mean, lo danin ta shevet? That's more than two people. So what are we talking? What's even the case of Lonid Shevet?" So Amar Rav Naya says, actually, we're referring to, when it says Shevet, referring to Nasi Shvatim here, Matnita. We're talking about the Nasi. And that fits in with the Kohen Gadol, meaning the Dvar HaGadol Yavu Nalecha, right? This is a large matter. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Bechoresh Shebein Shvatim here, Matnita. This is referring to a Nachala dispute, whether the borders of the different Shvatim, not we're judging a capital case to kill someone, Shevet, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And just as the border of Israel and the Nachala was done by way of the Sanhedrin, Urim, etc., etc., so too here we need to resolve that matter. It wouldn't need the Sanhedrin. Okay, next case. Amrav Zira, Ne'emar Kan, this is referring to the, when it's saying Kan, referring to the Zaken Mamre. This is a Zaken Mamre who is ruling and teaching, like halachically, not just theoretically, practice against the ruling of the Sanhedrin. So it escalated all the way to the Sanhedrin. They warn him, and he continues to do so. That is a capital offense. So there it says Zadon, v'nemar halan Zadon. Now that is bezad, because what's halan Zadon? That's bezadon dibro anavi. It's referring to anavi sheker. Ma Zadon emor lahalan benavi sheker hakatum beder af Zadon shneemar kam benavi sheker kadum beder. What we're trying to do is to teach now the source, and Avisheka requires the Sanhedrin. So when it comes to the Zaken Mamre, that's clear. It's Mefurash in the Sanhedrin. But the word Zadon Dibro by the by the Zakeh Mamre, that seems to be according to Korbanot Miutar, superfluous. And that's been used as a ribui to teach also Zadon to connect to the Navi Sheker that also required a Beit Din Mishim Vechad, and that's why it's listed in the Mishnah. Next, Amar Chizkiah, Nemar Kan Diber VeNemar Kan LaHalan Asher Diber Navi. In other, he connects it again, Zakeh Mamre to Navi Sheker. So Ma Diber Shneimar LaHalan VeNavi Sheker Hakatz Medaber Afna Af Diber Shneimar Kan VeNavi Sheker. So again, it's also to Mirab and Navi Sheker to require again the same conclusion, different avenue to get there. Let's continue. Now here, we need to insert a little bit because the Korban Eidah says we've got to insert the Mishnah that we find in Sefer Shvuot, and there it's talking about the whole procession, sorry, of what they would do in order to expand the size of Yerushalayim. Just to be clear, it's not just a matter of application to the Sanhedrin acting like an iriyah and they get approval. It was a whole procession, a whole ceremony, if you like. So I'll just ex read the what the Korban Eidah says you should put in here. Also, the Sanhedrin Shimvechad, you need Shtei Todot. Todah is a really Thanksgiving offering. We'll explain exactly what that means soon. Shir, so it sounds like music, right? Like the Levim would sing Shir. And Beitin Macha, the then Beitin would walk, Mahalchin, Vishte Todot Macharehem, Vekol Yisrael Acharehem, and the Pnimit Neachelet Vechitzon Nisrefet. The inner one, meaning of the Todot, we'll explain what that means, and will be burnt, and the inner one will be eaten, the outer one will be burnt. Vekol Shalom Asid Bechol Eil, if they tried to expand and any of these things were missing, Hanichnas and someone enters there in a state of tumah. This is presumed we're talking about expanding azarot, so therefore you're not allowed to go in the state of tumah. Then enu chayv. Okay, so there's a whole ceremony and lots of players that are involved in the expansion of either the city or the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara is now going to explain the source of this. So Rav Yehuda Amar b'tchila v'yal David b'dvar Gad. So Gad was a Navi, David is a Melech. So Zeh Melech and Navi were involved in. Now this is not talking about expanding Yerushalayim. This is talking about the actual location of the Beis Hamikdash. So we're looking at the. We'll contrast this to the Mishkan later on as a different source, a potential different source. Is that the genesis or the beginnings of the location of the Beis Hamikdash involved the Melech Navi, and we're going to see all the other people involved as the basis for which we know that you need all those people involved to expand it even further. So first was we said V'yal David b'devar Gad said Zem Lechavi sorry V'yachel Shlomo livnot et Beit Hashem Yerushalayim b'Har Moriah Asher Nireh. Now Asher Nireh that appears to be understanding is that will also involve the Urim v'Tumim. Fine. La David it says Avihu sorry. Now Avihu the way the Korbanet explains it I'll just show you here. He says, "Dekashe Avihu Lamali, why involving Avihu? Ela Dekai, as if you like, a Sanhedrin Shnikra Avicha. Avihu wasn't just an individual. Avihu is referring to the fathers, if you like, which means the reference to the, as it says, Kedichtiv Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha, which is a continuation we just saw here. Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha, that's understanding that the Sanhedrin is involved as well. Hashir, as it says, Vayelech Acharei Hoshaya." V'chatzi Shir Yehuda. Now it's funny because we're sort of jumping around a bit because this is now talking about Beit Sheni, by the way. We're talking about Beit Rishon Lezion, now we're talking about Beit Sheni. But the Shir was involved because two ways to explain it. Either it says V'chem Hoshaya V'chatzi Shir V'chatzi not Shir. Sorry, my mistake. Sarei Yehuda, my mistake. V'yechad Hoshaya V'chatzi Sarei Yehuda. And the Korbanet says either because he was Yehuda haya al hayadot, hu hashir shel todah. Either he was in charge of the shir, or an understanding. You keep reading the psukim and the psukim that follow after. Yoharav beklei shir David vehem kinorod and avalim, etc., etc. So the pasuk makes reference at least contextually to music. The todot. Now, what are the todot? The amidah shtei todot gedolot. The now interesting language is it's the tahaluchot is a lashon the yamin. Malachom ashpot. So the todot were coming. Now, I didn't say the Gemara's medayik here. Amrei Yehoshua bar Yehudan makhtiv It doesn't say mahalchot, walking, because then you could be referring to an animal, meaning the korban walked. Okay, it says lo tahaluchot. So understanding is it's ela benitalot al yad acher, that these were carried. So therefore, the understanding is we're not talking about a korban torah as in the animal. We're talking about the lachmei torah. Okay, so the loaves. That's what was carried around, and that makes sense why one was burnt, one was consumed. We'll get to that soon. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya says b'shem Rav, Maita la dvar Torah. Actually, we don't have to learn it from now. We can learn from Torah itself. Because it's Kol Asher Na'amirat Cha Etav Nitim Mishkan Ve'Nikakav Ken Ta'az Ve'Chen Ta'asu. This was in the construction of the Mishkan. It says everything I'm showing you, all the form, the structure, and everything, and so shall you do. What's the so shall you do? Ken Ta'asu La'Dorot. You should do it for the future generations. Meaning this is the pattern through which we're going to consecrate the Mikdash, if you like. So who was involved in the beginning? Well, Moshe was both the Melech Navi, sorry. Melech Navi. Aaron, well, he bore the Urim Betumim. And it also says, Asveli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, they're also gathered together, that's the Sanhedrin. You can take out the Shalavim for Agedcha, because that was that the Korban said, because that was really relevant to the previous drushes, if you remember. Hashir, and here for the rest of it, we bring the same sources for the other, if you like, ingredient components. Well, the Shir ve'elach ha'krem Hoshaya ve'chatzis Yehuda, todot v'aymida shtei todot gedolot v'taluchot liyamin ma'alach ha'ashpot. And it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, ma'aktiv ma'alchot, elot, it doesn't say ma'alchot, elot ha'aluchot, elementot al yad acher. That's, that, if you like, the drush to say that they brought the lachmei todah. Now, the question is, how were they carried? There were two of them. There's multiple different configurations, if you like. So Keitzah Malchot, how would they take the Lachmei Torah when they're going around? So Rebbe Chia Rabba and Reb Shimon Barava, sorry, Rebbe, they had a machloket. Achad amar zeh keneged zeh, that they were going, if you like, the precision's going around the location where they're extending it, right? So either the two Lachmei Torah were going side by side. The Charan amar actually was one was following the other. Zeh achar zu. Okay? And the Gemara says, V'shnei mikra achad dorshim. They learned it from the same pasuk, meaning the machloket is really based on how to understand this pasuk. It says va'adoda va'hatoda shenit. This is back to Nehemiah. Again, this is when they were, if you like, for the makom hamikdash sheni. It says va'atoda hashnia haholechet lemul ve'enachareya. It was the second todah was going lemul. Now, what's the lashon of mul? Man amar ze keneged ze. The shita that said it was one aside the other. That's v'hu yoshem mimoli. Virshim Mimuli is when Balak was telling Bilam that this nation is sitting Mimuli. Now, Mul, in that context, doesn't mean behind. It means beside me. So that's how I understood it. The Shid that says that the Torah were going, the Lachmei Torah were one behind the other in this line, we say, because it says Malak et Rosho Mimul or Po, that there would, the Malika, which was the way they killed a bird offering to be offered, was they would take the corner would take his thumbnail and pierce it at the back of the neck. So mul can mean akar. So that means the second one was behind the first one. Now the Gemara says, Manda Amar, bit of a girsa change here. Ze achar ze, the one was behind the other, nimtze kol makom umakom mitkaper betodah echad. That means that really one todah, as it was going, was the one that was mitkaper, that was mekadosh, and the other one that was behind it, if you like, was already within the new kadosh area. Because the lead one was doing the work, if you like. That it was done in concert, the two of them together. That's enough to be number one. The Chid that says it was one after the other, it makes a lot of sense. The inner one was consumed. And the Chitzona, the outer one, is presumably the lead one, that was Nisrefet. So the Gemara explains. Well, Ezer, so change a bit of gears here. Take out Mandamag Zukunagazor. So, Ezer hi apnimit. What is considered the pnimit? Zuash smucha lebetin. That's one that's closer to betin. So, what it therefore means is that, I'll just show you here the Marafu. No, sorry, the Kromenader, sorry. Here. He says, apnimine chalefisha ain nufsel. He said, the Ezer pnimit smucha lebetin. Bein Todah Rishona uBein Beitin. It is between, so it seems to be he understands the Lachmei Todah was first. The first one that was being Mekadesh was actually Chutz. That's why it had to be Nisrefet. Whereas the one that followed it already was never considered Yotzeh because it was in the area that was already Mekudash. That's what was Nechelet, because that's the one just before the Beit Din. Okay? If they're side by side, well, why is it? Maishna, what difference does it make? What's the Chitzona? What's the Pnimit? What difference does that make? That's why it says it's part of this Gersa chain. He says, the Baram, Commander Amar, Zu, Keneged Zu, Lama. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, he says, actually, you're right. It really doesn't make any halachic mix and nafkamina between the two. Ela Alpi Navi Nechelet, it was just consumed by way of the Navi. They said one could have been consumed. Okay? So Amar Zira, Tani Taman. Navi Yeshkan, Uri, Urim V'Tumim, again a bit of a Gersa change, he says Enka. So in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. So how did it work? It says, so that's why it says, no, sorry, I made a mistake here. I think it will relate to what we're going to be discussing in a minute. So let me go back a second. The first point is whether Urim V'Tumim was a necessary ingredient, whether it was there, the fact it wasn't there by Sheni, that's going to be part of the discussion. I got a bit ahead of myself. So Amar Zera, Tani Taman. So the first point is, you need the, as we said, the Navi. However, Urim Tavim Ein Kan, you don't need it. Okay? Now the Shid is Lama Tzarich because the Navi, but well, it doesn't need it. Arash Kaftaniach, the Shid that's Cholek, says, no, you need it, Tzarich Urim V'Tumim. But then you're going to run into the problem, as I said, is what happened in Beit Sheni. So Amar Rabbi Yaval, Ipalgun Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. This relates to Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Chada Amar Bonim V'Chaka Makdishim V'Chana Makdishim V'Chaka Bonim. Now, what does this relate to? This needs a little bit of work, and we'll go through the Korbanator for this. Kolomar says, "V'i kashilacha." If you're saying that you need, as we said, that an Urim V'Tumim was a necessary ingredient, then Beit Sheni Ech Kidsho. How is it in the second base of Mikdash they were able to makadosh the base of Mikdash without the Urim V'Tumim, without all the necessary ingredients? How did it work? So Taritz can answer. The machloket we see whether the Urim V'Tumim was in fact a necessary ingredient, necessary component to Mekadesh it, was actually a subject of debate what we see between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, like we've explained. Mikol Silver kutcher therefore, the Ezra lekadsha, the kima the lavo interim tzrichlo barachat mikol elu kedusha. So very simply saying that if you say that kitcha velo kitcha, meaning the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael after the churban disappeared and it needed to be regenerated again, that must align with the opinion that you don't need all the components to do the kedusha because they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. Umanda Amar, the Shittat says that actually no, you need also the Urim V'Tumim. You need all these things to perform the to mekadesh the area. Or an expander says, Umanda Bechol Sober must hold that kedusha ula lavo, that they didn't really need this kedusha at all because that Kedusha, the initial Kedusha of the Bais Rishon endured. And that's why the fact that missing one of the ingredients wasn't a big deal. Okay? And so then, why were they doing the whole process if it wasn't necessary? But lo utzrach Ezra lekadsha, he didn't really need to do this procession anyway. Ela lezecher ba'alma, it was, let's call it a zecher, a memory, almost ceremonial, if you like, to an extent. Okay? But it wasn't halachically necessary. So once again, I'll just explain it outside to make it clear. There's a machloket whether all these things were necessary. Okay? One shita says, of course they were all necessary, but when what happened in Beit Sheni, so that shita must hold was kitcha, the kedusha endured from Beit Rishon, so the whole procession that Ezra did wasn't really necessary at all. The other shita that holds that actually it wasn't kitcha latid lavo, how would he understand? Meaning they had to make kaddish the area for the second base. Well, that must align with the opinion that you didn't need the Urim V'Tumim to like make kaddish the area. For the base of English. That's how the machloket aligns. So to understand the next part, the machloket Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish, of whether the order bonim, you or and then bonim, you build the walls and mekadesh other around. We'll continue in the korbanot. It says, "V'imei Ezra you bonim tchila tchila hamikdash v'achacha makchinoto." The first shita said they built it and then mekadesh it. V'imikdishu tchila lemakom hamikdash, because if they were mekadesh the area first. Then Ayunin nozim their eyes would be looking in an area that was kadosh. So the first shita that says bonim first and then mekadshin must be of the opinion that it didn't have kedusha. That's why they wanted to create that privacy wall first and then mekadosh it. However, the other Shita Mekadshim Machakach Bonim, should say that they were Mekadosh, put inverted commas Mekadosh first and then building. Shreya Makom Mekudash, Belav Tu Shatan, they didn't need to do it at all. As we said, it was a Zechel Ba'alma. The Kudusha Rash Kichal already had Kudusha. That is made some sort of like privacy area. You like some curtains first, if you like. That's why they could lekadesh and then bone acharkach. Okay, the way the Gemara's understanding is the order. The machloket Han Nechemya did this as their Nechemya when they built and then mekadesh or other way around is really underlying that debate is whether it was kitcher lachat kitcher tidlavo or not. Yafe. Okay, and it says just to finish it off, it says that Omanda Amar Bon. This too, I mean, was still more to the Shir. Omanda Bonim v'achach mekadshim ein roi ta mechitzot ki ilu alot. The Shir that says you build and then mekadesh. That must be of the opinion that you don't see the mechitzot if they're there. Meaning, just to explain what the meaning they're there, is that it didn't yet have kedusha, didn't have the kedusha from the Beit Rishon because it looked each other to level. Okay, let's continue. Bikshu losif. Let's say they want to add to the Heichal. Okay, what would they use to Mosif? So the Gemara now says, so the question is, it says, mikachot. So this, just to explain here, the question the Gemara, the Korbanet says, is when you're trying to expand Azara, you mikash you mikadash it with things that are consumed in those places. Okay, nechalba, and anything's taken out of those areas, we puzzle. It's just like with Yerushalayim, those things were eaten only in Yerushalayim. And if you take it out, it'll be pasul. So the question was, okay, what about the Heichal? It's deeper inside in Mamash inside the Beis Hamikdash. What would they use to Mekadesh those areas? Because it sounds like we've got areas of Kedusha, and every time you want to expand a Kedusha area, we needed some sort of this process. So that's the question. So again, there's what the things if you do semi men will be puzzle. So the Gemara says, well, it could be b'shtei alechem. Where it says makachim consumed on yomtov. How can you do that? So ela b'lechem apanim that was sat on the shulchan. Well, makachim b'shabbos, really can do that. I mean, you can makadosh on Shabbos. It wouldn't do the makadosh on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, it says ela b'layla, meaning no, it could be. It could be from the lechem apanim, but it only becomes possible in the next morning. So you could use that, no? And the Gemara says no. Who says you can mekadesh at nighttime? Why? Here the Korbanator says betmias is ve'en kiddush ela b'shat binyan. The kiddush has the time when you build, and ain bonim make the there be with the drush we learn you don't build the Beit Mikdash at nighttime. So Amar Yosef Barbon, it says b'minchat me'afer, meaning it's not really matat tanur. This is from the minchah chavitim of the Kohen Gadol they have to bring every single day. So nicha b'aliyatam min hagola, I can understand when they came from back in the times of Ezra. Meaning, read the Korban. B'me'a Ezra hayu elahem lachmei toda, had lachmei toda. Shum makrivim tchila korban toda, the kedusha rishon kicha latidavol. This is hinting on the opinion they could have offered the korban initially. Because the Kedusha that was already there, and there was no problem offering that Korban. So that's fine that they could have this Korban. You know, otherwise, you're caught in a catch-22. If there's no Kedusha, how can you have the Korban to create the Kedusha? That's what they're asking. Elab, that's why, Elab, Knis on the Aretz, Dainu, Babayit Rishon, Loyal Mechalim Lakriv Korban. They couldn't offer the Korban until they had the Beis HaMikdash. And you need the Korban to create the Kedusha to have the Beis HaMikdash. So you're caught in a catch-22. How did it work? The Gemara says, just a little bit more. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbon, b'shtei todot haba'ot minov v'givon, referring to the that if you remember, they're actually able to offer the korbanot in Nov v'givon. That's with the time of the Hutra Bamot. This is before they came to build the base of Mikdash, so it would have been shtei todot the lachmi todot from there. It says so there were places where the korban could have been offered, and they simply took those lachmei toda and used that to mekadesh the, if you like, the Beis HaMikdash for Beit Rishon. Okay, so we'll continue from next year. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.